The commissioner of Tarit County and a committee for peace is engaging chiefs in Hiala and Havarere to address the root cause of ongoing tension in the areas. Omoli John Solomon, Payam administrator of Hiala, says high bride dowry prices, poverty and illiteracy among young men and women fuels revenge attack in the state.
Kaburere, many died. Kiala, many died. And other villages, even on top of that, in Kiala Payam, they were in problem also. Many people died. Days of cattle raiding and revenge killing. People from Kabure went, and one person was killed, and another person was wounded from Kiala. The five who went there, they're supposed to be arrested.
Patrick Aiteng, chief of the Havarere community, is urging the government to disarm civilians. He says small arm proliferation among local citizens has fueled conflict between communities in the state.
Government should stop the supply of guns and bullets to civilians. Let the bullets be with the government. If there are no bullets, the criminals will not get a chance to go and kill someone. That is what I can tell the government, to stop those supplying guns and bullets for civilians. This is why we have a lot of problem killing and robbing properties of others.
Galdino Ohide Ojok, chief of the Hiala Boma, says young men from his community refused to attend a recent community peace meeting, citing lack of a neutral venue.
The last meeting we had in Tirangore, youths from Hapuriere went for a raid while people were in the meeting. That is why Hiala want the meeting to be done in the Payam headquarters, which is Hiala, because security forces are there to protect everyone.
Jen Asai Filhano, a resident of Tirangore in Hiala Payam, is calling on state authorities to apprehend criminals in his village.
When someone from Havarere killed a person from Hiala, the criminal should have been arrested, but they claim it was an accident. Yes, if it was an accident, he should have handed himself to the authorities so that this problem will be solved and pay for his crime. But why did he run? These are the things that increase revenge killings.
Tarit County Commissioner Christopher Andrews says security forces have challenges identifying local criminals.
Fear of the chiefs to identify those people, because they will be harassing by the youth, that if you identify us, we may kill you also. But the security forces are working very hard day and night to identify those people, because nobody is above the law. As I have mentioned it, that we will not stop preaching the peace to our communities, and especially here at Payam, because we're still arranging for another day so that we gather to the absent village to attend also.
Many peace dialogue initiated by different leaders in Hiala have done very little to diffuse tension between the two communities. Since South Sudan's independence in 2011, intercommunal violence has erupted in several areas, resulting in the killing of an untold number of people across South Sudan. For VOA News, I am Kaltuma Vanessa reporting from Eastern Equatorial State Capital, Tarit.